Now, just gone at 13 minutes past 7 here on Morning Ireland. According to the latest figures, the total number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in this country is just under 5,000, after a further 390 were reported yesterday evening. The number of people with the virus who have died is 158. Community transmission now accounts for 2/3 of all infections, the balance resulting from close contact with an infected person or from travel. The HSE says that from this week, laboratories here will have the capacity to carry out some 4,500 tests per day, but this will depend on the availability of testing reagents, a vital component in the process. Also this week, the first community assessment hubs will open to patients around the country, staffed by GPs, to treat people who test positive for the virus. Dr. Nuala O'Connor is a GP in Cork and Vice President of the Irish College of General Practitioners and joins us now. Very good morning to you, Dr. O'Connor, and thank you for speaking to us.
Good morning.
First of all, perhaps I can ask you about these hubs. What do you know, what's your understanding of how they'll operate and who they'll operate on behalf of?
Okay, well, the COVID community assessment hubs, they're HSE-run units, and I think the best way to think of them is they're another layer of triage in the community, where somebody like myself, a GP, I'm going to have a number of patients who I know have COVID-19 and are recuperating at home. And if I feel that they're becoming unwell, not so unwell that they need to go straight to hospital, but they're short of breath, and the community hub is going to be another place where I can organise for a patient to be seen. They will be assessed by a team of healthcare professionals. There'll be nurses and general practitioners there. And there a decision can be made. No, you're okay to go home and recuperate at home. No, you may need to go to hospital for oxygen and supportive treatment. But we also will have an option to steer people towards maybe other community supports. For instance, if it's becoming clear that it's unsafe for them and they can't properly self-isolate at home, there may be a community isolation unit that may be suitable for them. So it's to try to make sure as the figures increase, as have you spoken about there, that we can make sure not to overburden the emergency departments and hospital system if at all possible.
So keeping people out of hospital here then is key, and I'm very struck by some work that's been done in Italy and Lombardy, which suggests that the high numbers of people there in this region, we know, is very severely affected by deaths as a result of the infection, but the very high numbers of people hospitalised there may well have been a contributory factor to that.
I'm not sure about that in particular, Brian, but I suppose what's important really is that for the message for the public outside there is that if you have been told to self-isolate at home, that if you start to feel unwell, particularly with shortness of breath, what's really important is that you contact your general practitioner, and your general practitioner can then decide what's the next best step for you. Out of hours, you can contact the out of hours service, or if you don't have a GP, you can contact the HSE COVID line, and they will be able to direct you as to what's the best thing to do.
And on this question of testing, it's obviously very important in the fight against the disease, but does it make any difference to how you as a GP and your colleagues treat a patient?
No, it doesn't. And I think that's another very important thing there. I mean, we do understand that there have been some issues with testing, and I know that the HSE are doing their level best. There's a worldwide shortage of reagent. But at the end of the day, while one would like to know the result of the test, you are assumed, if you have a certain group of symptoms, to have COVID-19. And the advice then is, what we want to do is to stop that virus spreading to anyone in your own household or close circle or to the community. So the person who has the symptoms of COVID-19 must self-isolate, and that's essentially they stay in a room in their own house. And we really, all the people in their house then need to practice restricted movements. And the other key thing there is that if you yourself, you may be self-isolating, but you're otherwise fit and healthy. But if there's somebody who's vulnerable within your household, so maybe granny has moved moved in, maybe you have somebody who's recovered from cancer or has a chronic medical condition. We really want to try to find those. If they've to start, if someone in your house starts to develop any type of respiratory symptoms, we really need them to contact their general practitioner as soon as possible.
A word about your concerns in relation to patients with non-COVID illness, because I think you're all reporting a big drop in the number of people turning up in your practices with ailments other than COVID.
Absolutely. And one of the messages here is that we need the public to understand that we can see people safely in our practices now. People who do not have COVID but have other medical conditions, normal things. So, I mean, people get ill and we don't want people ignoring their medical symptoms. You know, we need to keep up the baby immunizations. We need to look after our people who are expecting babies. You know, there's lots of the normal medical work that we can do that we can't ignore. And particularly if people have acute medical symptoms, they can ring us. You know, we're doing a lot of work now by phone triage, by video consultation, and your GP is the best place to decide, look, are those symptoms something that you need to come in and be seen? You know, if you're on medication, there may be some blood tests that need to be done. So just give us a ring and we can decide whether or not it's appropriate for you to continue to manage your condition at home, whether you need to be seen, and we can see people safely.
Very good. Dr. Nuala O'Connor from the Irish College of General Practitioners, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning.